His glory, His divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering myself at Bhagwan's lotus feet, this is Karuna signing in live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Pardon me, dear listeners, just nature calling, my nose had a sneezy moment. Welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. We are coming to you live, that is in real time, from the Radio Sai Studios in Prashanthi Nilayam. Till now, you were listening to this morning's Vedam and Bhajans coming to you directly from the Sai Kulwant Hall as they were being sung there at that very moment. It is exactly 41 minutes past 9 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time, on this day of the Sadguru, Thursday morning, February the 7th, 2019, and you are tuned to Radio Sai's Asia Stream. The morning Mangal Aarti has just concluded in the Sai Kulwant Hall, and at this very moment, devotees are quietly lined up for the darshan of the holy Mahasamadhi. The ashram atmosphere is still reverberating with the sacred energy of that Vedam and the bhajans that were rendered so beautifully by Swami's students and devotees. And what a resounding round of Parthi Yatra we have had from the Anandpur district recently. Thousands of people, I believe 6,000 Anandpur devotees, descended on the Divine Valley and presented rich and marvelous programs in the Mandir and also around the town of Anandpur. Meanwhile, Prashanthi Nilayam and its allied institutions continue to serve seekers from around the world, nurturing their physical, mental, emotional and spiritual needs. By the way, I must bring you up to speed with traffic in downtown Puttaparthi this morning because it was busy. And it appears to be getting busier inside the ashram as well because devotees are arriving in large numbers to settle in for the upcoming festivals. That is the Mass Upanayanam or Yajnopavitam or the sacred thread ceremony, which is going to take place this coming weekend on Saturday and Sunday, February the 9th and 10th, right here in Prashanthi Nilayam. Immediately thereafter, on Monday and Tuesday of this month, namely 11th and 12th of February, it's time to celebrate Gongki Fat Choi, or the Chinese New Year. The Chinese diaspora from around the globe will be here to usher in the year of the pig, the oink oink animal. Speaking of the non-stop celebrations at our divine ashram, today happens to be yet another beautiful morning, with lows of 21 and highs of 34 degrees. And just FYI, the temperature is somewhat nicer on the Upanayanam weekends with the mix of sun and cloud. So all the moms out there who are planning to wear their lovely red saris, please be assured that you will be comfortable in your rich fabrics which are traditionally worn on such auspicious occasions. Now, as the mercury is inching its way up, the spiritual temperature in the ashram is also on the rise. That is because the sacred and most powerful festival of Mahashivaratri is coming up on the 4th of March. And this is my loving invitation to all our brothers and sisters spread across the globe. Please start planning your trip home to observe the holy vigil on the sacred night of March 4th to the morning of March 5th. The bhajans will begin on the evening of 4th March and will conclude at 6 a.m. on March 5th. So essentially, dear listeners, today, that is February 7, 2019, that is right now, is the perfect moment to plan that trip. You want to apply for your leave from home and office and kitchen and family and make all the necessary arrangements to spend the night in divine contemplation with Lord Shiva while beholding the holiest shrine on the face of the planet Earth. The moon is but a sliver on Mahashivaratri. The monkey mind is easier to calm and control with the incessant chanting of the Lord's name. And what holier venue than the Sai Kulwant Hall in His divine presence. Today on Morning Glory, I have a question for our listeners. And I want an instant answer to my easy breezy question. So please WhatsApp me your answer immediately at our feedback number. And please pardon me if I suddenly stop speaking because my nose is so unpredictable this morning. I think it's the allergy season. Our feedback number is, dear listeners, 9393258258. I repeat, 9393258258. It's a number in India. And wherever in the world you are, you can send us an immediate message or you can email me your answer at listener@radiosci.org. No. I should not say that. You can email me your answer directly so that I can access it immediately. It should be sent to my email ID, which is karuna@radiosci.org. karuna@radiosci.org. So, either at 9393258258, a WhatsApp message, or by email to karuna@radiosci.org. And please don't forget to state your full name and your location, the place where you reside, because when these WhatsApps come, we don't know who has sent them because we don't have your numbers saved, right? So please take a moment to also add your full name and the location or the place where you live. Now, here is the question. Which is the all-powerful mantra that a young child is initiated into at the time of Upanayanam, also known as Yagnopavitam, or the sacred thread ceremony? Name the sacred mantra that a child is initiated into at the time of Upanayanam, or the Yagnopavitam, or the sacred thread ceremony. And by the way, we are having, just in case you missed my earlier announcement, we are having a mass Upanayanam here on the coming weekend. Your immediate and quick answer may kindly be WhatsApp to me at 9393258258 or email to me at karuna@radiosci.org. And please remember, your answer is complete only when you state your full name and your location. Meanwhile, as you get busy sending in your answer, I've lined up for you yet another portion of the riveting, moving and so deeply inspiring conversation with Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy, the wife of late Sri Raja Reddy. And since I'm still experiencing such a high from my visit to the various Sai schools in North India who are engaged in varying degrees with the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program, I will try my best to share a few highlights from one or two schools on each episode of Morning Glory so that Morning Glory listeners can always say, Radio Sai, it's bliss. They should be the best informed. So today, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to tell you about the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Kalka Ji, which is located in South Delhi in our national capital. I believe it was way back in 1980 that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba personally approved the school site, which sits on a fairly large parcel of land, close to 5 acres, I believe, right in the heart of South Delhi. In 1981, Bhagwan performed the Bhumi Puja with full rituals and materialized a special talisman asking the trustees to install it when the construction of the building would begin. In 1984, the construction began, and on 21st July 1986, the school building was formally inaugurated. It happened to be the Guru Purnima day with bhajans and the whole school community, the devotees, everybody was praying together, and that is how the beautiful school was inaugurated. Right now, this Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar Kalkaji in Delhi is educating 1,153 girl students from kindergarten to grade 12 level. And there are also 34 hostelites. 34 children stay in residence, and the remaining are day scholars. And it's a very impressive number, 1,153 all-girls school at Kalkaji. The principal is a very able lady, Ms. Rekha Agarwal, and she has a staff of 36 teachers who assist her to ensure that every single day Satya Sai education is delivered effectively to these 1,153 students. Now, long-time devotee of Baba, Mr. Rajesh Khannaji is the chairman of this school, and along with Colonel B.S. Berry, Mr. Rajiv Gupta, Mr. Ramesh Sani, and Mr. I.P. Khanna, this entire team consisting of old-time devotees, they constitute the management committee of this school. Now, their long-time association with them makes them very sensitive to the culture that Bhagwan Baba fostered all his lifetime. The school's ecosystem is truly based on Baba's teachings and discipline, and when you go there, you can sense that organic environment, because they've tried very hard. They strive to stay true to the values that Baba espoused and he promoted in his educational institution. And I think that comes from years of having been closely associated with him and observing him keenly and trying to emulate the example that he set for us. The school is very fortunate because it has been blessed by Bhagwan's divine visit several times. Baba was loving enough to visit the school on 13th of March in 1999. And again, one of the last trips Swami ever took was in April of 2010. And Baba visited the school on the beautiful morning of 14th April 2010. Swami used to love the cultural programs that the students of this school would put up in Puttaparthi under the able guidance of Mrs. Asha Khanna. I know the kind of attention to detail they would take, because they are very aware of the standards that Swami likes, perfection in everything. And Swami could see the amount of effort the school would put in, the meticulous research, attention to detail, beautiful costumes, lovely themes, beautiful music, great acting, discipline by the children. It all came together. And after every time they would perform, Swami would shower immense grace on the school and bless them repeatedly. It was like he could not hold himself back. It was for Swami an overwhelming amount of love he felt for this school. He always took great interest in the matters related to this school and would speak to Mr. Rajesh Khanna and Mrs. Asha Khanna many, many times about various details and developments happening there. And the materialization that Swami had presented to the school when the Bhumi Puja was done is beautifully installed in the portico of the school. The one thing is, it has the same color palette as Prashanthi Nilayam, similar architecture. So when you enter in the heart of Delhi with this chaos and traffic and pollution, you enter the gates of the school, you feel you've entered into a slice of Prashanthi Nilayam. And the moment you enter the portico, you can feel the vibration is very different. The energy is totally different. You feel that Prashanthi Nilayam flavor. You feel that your heart is beating the way it beats in Prashanthi Nilayam, with the smile, like your heart is going lub-dub with a beautiful smile, because you're so much at ease. And that ease comes from that presence of that beautiful the beautiful yantra that Swami, the materialization that Swami has told them to install in the portico. And this is something even random visitors comment about, that the moment you enter the school, there's such a divine vibration here. The school has been functioning for several decades now, and its alumni is placed extremely well, and they are very grateful for the wonderful education they have received from Baba right in the heart of the national capital. And lately, a number of Sai alumni from Prashanthi Nilayam have also begun to contribute to the school's activities and to enrich its culture further, as is the Vidya Vahini program's state coordinator, Mrs. Asha Suresh, who is also deeply involved in staying in touch with the school to ensure that the Vidya Vahini program gets implemented fully in this school. So today, on behalf of the Sai family around the globe, we salute all Sai heroes and Sai Shiros who run this school, the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar Kalka Ji, and other Sai schools around our country, and keep the flag of Sai education flying high. Not every child will have the privilege or the opportunity to come to Puttaparthi to study, and nor can we accommodate every single child. Like, there are hundreds of thousands of students who are receiving Satya Sai education in the over 100 Sai schools around the country. So the Puttaparthi school does not have the capacity to host 100,000 students at a time. And these are the embassies of Prashanthi Nilayam schools that Swami has set up, and the Kalkaji school, the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar at Kalkaji, is one such outlet where Swami has provided the citizens of that locality a direct access to his education, the prasadam of his education, right at their doorstep. And may I also mention that these children are so beautiful. They actually, as I said last week as well, they have that trademark Satya Sai student look in their face, sparkle in their eye, beautiful smiles, neatly combed hair, lovely uniforms, modestly, tastefully dressed. And I think entirely, almost most of the student population comes from economically disadvantaged families with lot of issues at home, and the school strives hard to nurture to not only their academics but also emotional, spiritual, mental, physical well-being. And last thing that really caught my attention is that the food at Kalkaji school is delicious. So dear brothers and sisters, if you happen to be in Delhi NCR area, I would suggest that you call this school and make an appointment and seek their permission to visit this iconic Satya Sai institution that is so quietly carrying forward the Sai education renaissance initiated by Bhagwan Baba right in our national capital. For decades now, without any fanfare, consistently maintaining high standards, the school is going on and on and on. And we salute everyone, the teachers, the staff, the management, the students, the volunteers who keep at it, because they have such a deep love and gratitude towards Bhagwan Baba, and they never tire of fulfilling his sankalpa right there where they are. As Baba said to us, we must bloom wherever he plants us. So those of us who are planted away from Prashanthi Nilayam, we have to continue to bloom and be his emissaries and carry on his sankalpa as he has directed us. So I hope you will take an opportunity to visit Baba's school, the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar at Kalkaji in South Delhi. Next time you have an opportunity, just call the school and seek an appointment and then visit. And don't miss the lunch if they invite you. That's my side note for you. With that, let me remind you of the question for this morning, which is that if you can name the divine mantra that a child is initiated into at the time of their Yajnopavitam or Upanayanam or the Holy Thread Ceremony. Send me your answers by WhatsApp or email. Email is karuna@radiosai.org and WhatsApp is 9393258258. And with that, I'm going to play the interview, a few more parts of Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy's interview. But please don't go anywhere. On the other side of the interview, I will announce the correct answer and share with you the names of the listeners who got it right. So I want your company for the rest of the program and the rest of the day. Stay tuned to Radio Sai. It's bliss. And by the way, today I'm going to start playing Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy's interview from part 7, just so you know where you are in the narrative.
Jai Sai Shankara, Natan Nateshwara. साई शंकर नटन नटेश्वर सकल कला प्रिय जय पटीश्वर सकल कला प्रिय जय पटीश्वर जय साई शंकर नटन नटेश्वर
इन राजफील्ड ही टोल्ड माय वुड बी हस्बैंड And he told my father also that in the Pendli Patrika invitation cards, you should write these words. Raja Reddy of Prashanti Nilayam, not Raja Reddy of Chittur.
Oh.
He's my Raja. Oh, Outside also he was telling us, Mana Raja Pendli undi, Puttaparthiko andur akada pondi. 19th ku undi, he was saying in Telugu. Go to Puttaparthi and attend this wedding. My Raja's wedding is there on 19th. Like that outside he was inviting each and everyone. This is Whitefield. In Whitefield I am telling you. Regarding the marriage ceremony I will tell you. I can't stress enough the kindness and love showered by my Bhagwan. He took care of every detail regarding the decoration, the pendal, and the Kalyan Mandapam, and meals for the people of Puttaparthi then. And he himself used to come to Kalyan Mandapam. Decoration should be like this, decoration should be like this, he used to instruct them. And he took particular care in each and every aspect. And then indeed we were all touched by Swami's Leela. His limitless love and Leela. So, after the marriage, Swami asked both of us to take a pradakshina, circumambulation of Prashanti Nilayam.
Mandir.
Then Swami took us both into the interview room. And he himself took our photographs, just as he took our photographs in our Nishtitartha.
Mm-hmm.
In our engagement ceremony also, he took our photographs. He took our photos himself. Mm. He took. In whichever photo Swami is not there, he himself has taken
that.
So again, he repeated the same thing. Again, he took our photos in his interview room. And then again, he blessed me. With saris and jewelry, pada namaskara.
Hmm.
I was moved. I was literally touched, you know. And then next day, around midday, Swami came to the rooms given by Swami to Dikshit family, where Dikshit family was put up, you know. He came to the rooms and he said, he looked at me and he called me. In one of those rooms, opened the doors and he was sitting on the mattresses there. You know, mattresses were rolled, mattress.
Yes.
Hmm. And he was sitting on that roll and he made me sit by the lotus feet of his. And I was sitting at the lotus feet of Baba. Baba was sitting on the roll of mattresses. And he started giving me upadesha for nearly 1 hour. The door was open. People were coming from here to there, but they could not hear a single word what Swami was telling me. Something wonderful. And then Swami, he advised me in such a way, how will you behave at your in-law's place? How you should behave at your in-law's place? And see that my name will not be tarnished. My name will be always Ujjwal. Ujjwal means, my name should be always Ujjwal means, you should keep up my name. You should bring glory to my name. You should not, every night while sleeping, you ask yourself, who has given me to this family, Swami? So I will see that I will come up to the standard of Swami's good devotees. You should not you should not behave in such a way that Swami's name will go down. No, he said. And because I was a Sanskrit student, I compared this to Kanava Muni and Shakuntala in Abhijnan Shakuntalam. As he had given Upadesha advice to Shakuntala in Abhijnan Shakuntalam, in the same way, Swami gave me Upadesham, how you will behave, whose nature is like this, and who is of that nature, this, that, everything, Swami is your real Sakha, Swami is your friend. So, whatever I am telling you, you should keep it in mind. And I am sure you will keep up my name, he said. He blessed me again and again. So, this was again very important moment.
Unthinkable, you never imagined.
Unthinkable, we can't imagine.
Yes. In fact, and even that word, Manikanchanam Yoga, I mean, Swami didn't want to call it as a marriage. Swami called it a Manikanchanam
yoga.
Yoga.
Yes.
It was a yoga.
So this was a yoga, Manikanchanam yoga.
And of course, we don't know what the significance of that is. But someone said that one way of understanding this Manikanchanam is, it's a moment when the diamond and the gold come together. It's a yoga of the
diamond. Swami himself is a diamond. We both are just the gold, you can compare. But then Swami himself is a diamond.
We are the Bangarus.
We are the Bangarus, used to call us, no? So we are Bangarus.
Yeah. And but this is a term that we are hearing for the first time, Manikanchanam.
Manikanchanam. Even I heard these words first time in my life, Manikanchan yoga. I never heard. After that I started finding in the dictionary, but I never found this. Mani is Ratnam. And diamond you can call it. And Kanchan, of course, good. But then Manikanchan yoga I didn't find in the dictionary.
But I think that was the beginning of a golden phase of your life.
Yes, you can say it.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Wow. Amazing.
I wanted to do Swami's Pada Puja. Swami fulfilled that wish of mine also. He said, okay, you do Pada Puja. So, just before my marriage, I put kumkum, akshanta, whatever, haldi, flowers, and did Pada Puja. Even my mother also did Pada Puja along with me. So we were very happy. And then Swami sent someone to bring more flowers. Kitna simple hai tum. Flower dalo, he was saying. Put flowers in your
hair.
Put flowers in your hair. Kitna simple hai. You are very simple, he was saying. But I didn't know what to say. I just kept on. And I'm telling you, each and every aspect he was supervising. And then, after our marriage, Swami asked us to stay in Whitefield Bungalow, Whitefield Factory Bungalow. So, in January 1974, Swami visited us there. And we were highly privileged. Then Baba had dinner with us then. And then after the dinner, Swami asked me to sing Bhola Bhandari. My God, Bhola Bhandari is a duet song and very difficult song for me to sing. But somehow I could manage that then. Please don't ask me to sing. So that time I could manage somehow.
Thank you. पतर हरि हर बोले पाता तुलसी प्यारी
Then while going, he said he saw my paintings. Those days, I used to paint landscapes mm-hmm. and compose poems. Mm-hmm. So my notebook was also notebooks of poems. Here, notebook of poem was a poems was also blessed by Baba, and he blessed the paintings. He said, "See how many arts are there in this girl." He was praising me. Afterwards, I came to know. Because in Telugu, he must have said that at that time. I appreciated his appreciation. I said, you are Sakalakala Priya Jai Paratishwara Sai Jai Sai Shankara Natan Nateshwara. It's a very beautiful bhajan composed by my father on Swami. The wordings are his. The tunes are his.
You should sing this. This one you should sing.
You want me to sing?
Yes, yes.
In this voice?
Yes, no problem. It's sweet.
Jai Sai Shankara Natana Nateshwara Sakala Kala Priya Jai Parthishwara Sakala Kala Priya Jai Parthishwara Jai Sai Shankara Natana Nateshwara Pranavakara Kuntala Sundara Pranavakara Kuntala Sundara Nitaparidharita Kesarambara Nitaparidharita Kesarambara Jai Sai Shankara Natana Nateshwara Pranavakara Kuntala Sundara Your hair is Pranavakara, like Omkara, Om, curly hair. And then Swami, you always wear Kesara Ambara, Kashaya Ambara. Beautiful, beautiful description written in 4 lines he did. Jai Sai Shankara, Natana Nateshwara. Because he used to, Sakala Kalapriya, he used to appreciate all the kalas, all the arts. I remembered myself. I'm overwhelmed.
Sai Shankar Natana Nateshwara
Sai Shankar Natana Nateshwara
Pranavakara Kuntala Sundara
Pranavakara Kuntala Sundara
Pranavakara Kuntala Sundara
Yeah.
then, after a month or so, Swami sent Field Marshal General Kariyappa to our home as his guest. He said, and I'm telling you, he was Swami's special guest. General Kariyappa stayed with us for 3 days. And he had a very strict, disciplined daily regimen. So he was a man of very hard discipline, and it was very hard to please him also. So early morning after his walk, he used to demand idli, whatever it is, you know, breakfast. Myself and my vantavadu, my cook, we used to be on our toes to serve him. But he was a very nice person, very kind-hearted person. And when he went back to his native place, he wrote a beautiful letter to Swami in which he praised myself and Reddy Garu, Mr. Raja Reddy. He praised both of us and our hospitality, and he sent us a small gift also.
Oh.
So Swami said, oh, so you could please him. He was very happy.
Quite a task. Quite an achievement.
Achievement. Oh, so you could please him. Somehow Swami.
Wow.
It was like this. And then, in 1975, during my pregnancy, doctors declared that it was a threatening, case of threatening abortion.
Oh.
So I was not moving much, but when Swami heard about this, Swami said, nothing will happen to her, I am with her. He said, nothing will happen to her, I am with her, you tell her, he told my husband. And then he used to ask me to come in my car, and my husband used to park the car nearby, and near the bungalow, and Swami used to come there. And then he used to lift up his lotus pada, and he used to say that, open the door, but don't bend.
Oh my.
Don't bend, don't bend. He used to lift up his lotus pada and he used to give me pad namaskara and vibhuti. Like that, 9 months, I got Swami's vibhuti and pad namaskara. At least once in a month, I used to get. Like that, 9 months, I got. And Swami saved my child. My child, now he is a Vivekananda Swami named him. He's a doctor now. By Swami's grace, Swami gave me a very good son who loves Swami like anything. And because he was born because of Baba's Sankalpam, so naturally he loves Swami very much. This I must mention here.
And everything in your life is a miracle.
Yes, yes, everything is of great miracle. Then I'll tell you, I used to prepare a few dishes and send them to Baba in Whitefield. Of course, my cook was with me, and helper cook used to do. One day he took a leave and I had to prepare everything by myself. So I didn't know much about the Andhra cooking. So I don't know, I still don't remember what I prepared for Swami. But somehow I could prepare a few dishes for Swami and send them with Reddy Garu, because he used to take the tiffin carrier to Swami. Because of my slow preparations, he could reach that day very late. But still Swami was waiting in the dining room. Raja Vastadu, and he was waiting. And then when he came, my husband told him the whole story that helper was not there, Jyotsna had to prepare everything by herself. So he said, oh, such a bhakti and such dedication. If bhaktas like these, one or two bhaktas will do like this. Chalu, chalu, enough for me. One or two bhaktas are enough for me, he used to say. He said that day.
Wow.
It was all his grace. Because not knowing the Andhra cooking also, Swami appreciated everything. This is because of his love, his Vyas Sagar. Because of his love, Vishnu.
And more than the content of the food, what went into the food during the preparation of the food.
Absolutely, you have said it. You have said it.
That is what touches Swami.
Then in 1975, again special, as you know, Shirdi Ke Sai Baba was published, the film Shirdi Ke Sai Baba. It was presented by Sri Manoj Kumar then. And my father again took very active part in that, and he was actively involved in the production of the film. And he gave music to the film. Deepavali Manai Suhani Bhula Bhandari.
Wow.
And so many other songs were there. And soon they became very, all the songs became very famous in
This is the
India,
first Hindi movie.
India, first Hindi movie on Shirdi Sai. Did I tell you that Shirdi Sai Baba's first film, Marathi film, received President's State Award that time in 1956. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, he presented that award to the producer in Rashtrapati Bhavan. My father was also called, invited. So, after all, Swami's film, so that received the award, State President's Award, President's State Award.
Wow. Many years later, you had then the film in Hindi, and this was a mega hit.
This film was made, and this was made, right? Yes. All over the world, it is appreciated. Now also, we put the songs.
Yes. All the songs have become eternal.
All the songs eternal. Because of Swami's grace. Swami's sankalpa and Swami's grace. Then, Swami, for Swami, my father arranged a screen, special screening. And Swami saw the film, he liked the film, but he said, Dikshit, you have not shown my anger in this film. Pehle avatar ka anger. My first avatar has anger you didn't show. My father said, probably.
Shirdi was Shiva himself. So there was a Rudra Rupa of Shiva.
This was remaining there. But then Swami appreciated the film on the whole. He liked the film very much.
Wow. It's amazing. Swami has seen both the Marathi and Hindi versions of the movies made on the previous incarnation. Wow.
And we were fortunate to witness many things, many miracles in front of our eyes. He used to materialize Vibhuti every now and then for the chosen people whenever he wanted. And then sweets which contained saffron and pure ghee and hot, hot sweets. very hot, hot, hot sweets. And then many things like lockets and rings, and according to his choice he used to do, he used to materialize. But then his greatest miracle was this. He used to transform the lives of the bhaktas. I'm telling you, the person's entire life used to change from personal human level to transcendental divine level. He used to transform the lives of the human beings. That was his greatest miracle. One of the miracles. But this is the greatest miracle. That's what I feel.
And you have seen so many transformations.
I've seen. I've witnessed so many miracles. But then this was his sahaja svabhavam. It used to come spontaneously from him. There was no display, no demonstration, nothing. It used to come. Whenever he used to see such deserving persons, he used to come forward and give, materialize something and give it to him. It was in his property. It was in his destiny, he used to say. Like that.
And many times people think, you know, Swami is giving attention to this person, or Swami is giving attention to a rich person or to an influential person.
It happened in my life. Once Swami gave us interview, and other ladies from our Reddy family, they were also there. So along with us, Swami called one group of some industrialists from Bombay. So to start with, he was talking to the industrialists at length. And I was thinking to myself, why this partiality? Why Swami is talking to them at length and sidelining us? Why he should do like this? Because they are rich people. Why you should do like this? At once, Swami turned his face and told me, Yandukante, I'll tell you what he said. Oka rich manishi kinda, nooru mande untaru. Nenu oka rich manishi ko correct cheste, nooru mande baaga untaru.
That's what he told me. Means, under one rich person, there are 100 persons who are working. So, if I correct the rich person, automatically the other 100 persons will be corrected. They will be, naturally, no, they will be benefited. So
this was something going on in your mind, actually.
Actually, it was going on in my mind, and Swami immediately replied.
And he just, you had the question in your mind and he just turned.
In a flash of moment, he turned to me. And then outside, when we came outside, I asked the Reddy family members whether you heard this. They said, when did Swami talk to you? We don't know. When did Swami talk to you? I said, of course he said, Yandukante. No, we never heard so. Like that. When Swami wants to tell you something, immediate reaction. See, Reddy Garu used to say, your good and bad thoughts will have immediate response from Swami. At once. So, always be simple and sincere. There should not be any ahankar. There should not be any asatyam. If you have these gunas, then you will be loved by Swami. Be simple.
And in the interview rooms also, you have witnessed Swami speaking different languages also, right?
As I told you, he talked to my grandmother in Marathi. And he used to talk to me in Hindi before my marriage. Afterwards, he used to talk to me in Telugu only. And then other people used to tell me that Swami talks to them in Spanish or in other languages. Because when Reddy Garu went to East Africa in 1968, He mentioned me once, he told me that Swami, sometimes he used to call a big, huge group of Swahili people. They didn't know any other language, only Swahili language. So he used to call the African people who used to know Swahili language. And big, huge group used to go in the room, interview room. And they used to go with all peevish faces, you know, all sad faces. No, not knowing who was Swami, with their all agonies, they used to enter the room. And when they used to come out, their faces were very cheerful. And there used to be vibhuti, tilakam, on their forehead. And then my husband was told that Swami talked to them in Swahili.
Wow.
For minutes together, hours together. For him, nothing was impossible. It's like that.
Sakala kala
priya jay parati jay Sai Shankara.
Wow, amazing.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Today is the 7th of February 2019. You just heard part 7 and part 8 of our very interesting and blessed and extraordinary interview with Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy. And I'm going to continue to play a few more parts on the other side of this announcement. I just intervened because I've had such an overwhelming and wonderful response to my question this morning, and I want to not miss out anyone's name. So, I've received a lot of response to my question on Morning Glory this morning, which was, can you name the mantra that a child is initiated into at the time of Upanayanam or Yagnopavitam or the sacred thread ceremony? And I just want to make sure I cover my WhatsApp and my email, and then I will continue to play part 9 onwards of Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy's wonderful interview. I'm enjoying every moment of it, and I'm sure so are you. What Swami said, to be always be simple and sincere and avoid untruth. And how he would respond so spontaneously to a thought in your mind, my God, that's incredible. So with regards to my question, the answer is, of course, the Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha Om Tat Savitur Varenyam. That's the mantra that we are talking about. That's what a child is initiated into. And I have the correct answer from a number of people. Let's start by Bhavani Venkatraman from Mumbai, Jyoti Uchil from Mumbai, Then there is the Palakkar family from Irvine, California, USA. That is Shreya Sai Palakkar, who is 8 years old, and Shweta Sai Palakkar, 15 years old. And their parents, Sridhar Palakkar and Lata Palakkar. And we love the Palakkar family around here because I think the girls just grew up right along with Thursday Live. We have been receiving their response for many years, and I can see there is a change in the number where they stayed the age. So the girls are 8 and 15. Thank you very much for participating to the Palakkar family. And then I have a response. It says, Sairam sister, I am Ishwar Thapa from Omaha, Nebraska, USA. And the answer is Gayatri Mantra. Thank you, brother Thapa from Omaha, Nebraska, USA. You're right. And there's a nice answer from Gopinath Rukmangathan. Gopinath Rukmangathan says, the Gayatri Mantra is a highly revered mantra of Sanskrit. It consists of the prefix Om Bhurbhuva Swaha, and the formula is taken from the Yajurveda, verse 3.62.10 of the Rig Veda, which is an example of the Gayatri meter, hence the Gayatri Mantra's name. Since the other three Vedas contain materials from the Rig Veda, the Gayatri is found in all four Vedas. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you, Gopinath, for that extra detail. Appreciate it. And of course, the correct answer also comes from Sister Regina Pillay from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you, Sister. Also Mr. Chote Lal Mirakar from NCR, Delhi. Thank you, Mr. Mirakar, for your answer. Just so you know, your subject line said answer for Radisson. I think that you meant Radio Sai, and autocorrect made it Radisson. I can relate to that because usually when I sign my name Karuna, it converts it to Karina. Actually, I don't object. And then there is an answer from Mallika Devarajan, who also has the answer right, but Mallika did not tell me her place or location. Again, Gayatri Mantra is the sacred mantra chanted for the sacred Thar ceremony. This answer comes from Asha Suresh in Noida, Uttar Pradesh. And again, is the very powerful mantra for thread ceremony, Sudhamani Gandaluri. These are the answers that I have on my email. I have a ton of them on my WhatsApp. I'll turn to that. I believe I've had an oversight for which I'd like to apologize to our very avid listener, Yoga Kumaran Nadaraja from Toronto, Canada. He says he's referring to last week's answer. Perhaps he heard the episode and downloaded it later. He said the answer about who provides internet service, actually he meant technical support to the Vidya Vahini portal, is Tata. And he said, how come no response? No, brother, that was like 2-3 weeks ago, that question. So perhaps you heard it as a deferred download. That's why the confusion. Apologize for having missed out your name, if at all. And thank you for participating as always, brother Nadaraja Yoga Kumaran of Canada. Now I'm going to turn to my WhatsApp and share with you the answers. The first answer comes from Lata Sai Ram from MKB Nagar Samiti in Chennai, and she says it is Gayatri Mantra. Yes, Sister Lata Sai Ram of MKB Nagar Samiti of Chennai, you're absolutely right. And again from Gayatri Mallikarjun of Chennai. Again, Chennai rocks. Correct answer. Thank you, Sri Mallikarjun Raoji from Chennai. The next answer it just says Gayatri Mantra. It doesn't say the person's name or their location. It just gives me a number, so I'm sorry about that. There's one from Panchakula. It says, Sai Ram, the mantra is Gayatri Mantra, Panchakula, Haryana. And it doesn't give me the name of the person. Perhaps I know them personally, but I'm not looking at my personal phone. It's the office phone, so I'm not able to identify the number. And the answer is correct. Then it says Gayatri Mantra. This is from Dr. Nagraj from KR, from Channa Raya Patna, Hasan district in Karnataka. And he says, Sister Karuna, chanting my regular Gayatri Mantra during my prayer session. When you were asking the question, you made my day. Oh, so nice to know that he was actually chanting his Gayatri Mantra and also listening to Morning Glory. Good multitasking, brother. Dr. Nagraj KR from Channa Raya Patna of Hasan district in Karnataka. Thank you, and I'm very happy to hear from you. And your answer is right. Of course, there is a Sri Sai Shekhar from, I think this number looks like a Singapore number. Sri Sai Shekhar says, although it doesn't say the place, the answer is Gayatri Mantra. You're right, Brother Shekhar. And it says, Sai Ram, it's Stephen Moodley from Durban, South Africa. Thank you for a wonderful program. My wife and I will be coming for Shivratri to Parthi. Oh, very good. Welcome home. And the mantra that we chant on this ceremony is Gayatri Mantra. Well, Stephen Moodley and your Mrs. Moodley, thank you for participating. Your answer is right and welcome home. And thank you for participating from Durban, South Africa. Sairam Karuna Didi, Ajay Rajan from Chennai says the mantra that a boy is initiated to is Gayatri Mantra. And Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says that he is the Gayatri Mantra amongst the mantras. Thank you. Beautiful. I know he said that amongst mantras, I am Gayatri. It is so powerful. I love that answer. Thank you, Rajan. Ajay Rajan from Chennai. And then I have one which says, Gayatri Mantra Sairam. My name is Saraswati Ramu from Adyar Samiti in Chennai. Thank you, Saraswati Ramu, for that answer. And there is one I just got from... this is Arundhata. We met in PKL. I don't know what is PKL. Oh, Panchakula. Okay. The answer from Panchakula was from Arundhata ji. And thank you, Arundhata ji, from Haryana, Panchakula. I appreciate hearing from you. That's nice to have your name. I could not recognize your number. Then there is one from... this person has written the entire mantra down for us. For Upnayanam Sanskar, following mantra is chanted and he has said, Om Bhurbhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Naha Prachodaya. Thank you. No name, no place. Then it says, the answer is Gayatri Mantra. This is Shilpa Sanyal from West Bengal, Howrah. Thank you, Shilpa, and thank you for stating where you're from. Your answer is right and thank you for participating in my question on Morning Glory today. And staying tuned to Prashanthi Nilayam. Next answer comes from Lata Nair from Payanur in Kerala. Lata Nair of Kerala is right. Gayatri Mantra is the correct answer. Rekha Vaghela from Mumbai says it is the Gayatri Mantra used during thread ceremony. Thank you, Rekha ji. As always, you are right. And the next answer comes from Veda, Ravi and Rahul Patel from Johannesburg, South Africa. And they said it is the Gayatri Mantra. Thank you to the Patel family for continuing the tradition that dear Suhana Patel started of always staying tuned to Radio Sai. And thank you for your participation. And that is the correct answer. And the next answer comes from Lakshmi Menon from Panvel in Mumbai. Mumbai is rocking today. A lot of listeners are responding. And thank you. Your answer is correct. Lakshmi Menon from Mumbai. Aruna Sharma from Chandigarh says the answer is Gayatri Mantra. Thank you, Aruna Sharma of Chandigarh. I'm happy to hear from you. And then there is Shiv Kumar Lakshman from Jeddah, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And the answer, he says, is Gayatri Mantra. Thank you, Brother Shiv Kumar Lakshman of Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Then there is one from Lata from Singapore. She says, Sairam sister, the answer is Gayatri Mantra. You are right, Lata, and thank you for participating. Let me just see where I am on this list. I have an answer from Kalyani Sai in Malaysia. Kalyani Sai, your answer is correct. Upanayana Mantra is the Gayatri Mantra. Okay. And from my brother Yoga Kumaran in Toronto, Canada, he has answered today's question also. He says it is Gayatri Mantra. Thank you, brother. You are right. And from Panchakula. Oh, Panchakula is rocking today. The Tri-City is responding. Very good. It's Gayatri Mantra, says Tarun Bharadwaj from Panchakula, Haryana. Thank you, brother Tarun Bharadwaj. Your answer is right. Appreciate hearing from you. And from Chennai, I think this one I read out. Gopinath Rukmangathan. The answer is Gayatri Mantra. You're right. From Madhya Pradesh, Indore in Madhya Pradesh, Apresh Sharma says the mantra is Gayatri Mantra. And Mr. Apresh Sharma, you are so right. Thank you for your participation. Now, let's see. This is from Mumbai. I said today Mumbai is rocking. Priya Suryavanshi also has the answer right. Thank you, Priya, for your participation from Mumbai. And there's one answer which just says good morning. Okay, good morning to you too. But what about Gayatri Mantra? And I think that brings us to the last one. That is the answers I have received on my WhatsApp so far. And with that, I want to thank all our listeners who took the time to respond. I'm just looking at my email to make sure I didn't miss anyone on the email. No, I think I have caught up with everybody. And thank you very much. All of you are right. So the mantra to chant is the Gayatri Mantra. And I just want to remind you that, you know, on Radio Sai, my colleague Bishop Rushti has done this little program, a series of program called Good Morning with Gayatri Mantra. And if the people have shared their Gayatri Mantra experiences and its potency, and it's not only those who undergo the Upanayanam who can chant Gayatri. Gayatri is open to everyone, men, women, old, young, children, of any race. Or it's a prayer for, it's a universal prayer. It is universally applicable, universally effective, and very, very powerful. So I would urge, if you have this little free time, if you're traveling, you're just browsing through one joke, one political satire after another on your WhatsApp, use that time instead to go to the Radio Size YouTube channel and just watch a segment of your choice. Some are 10 minutes, some are 12 minutes. These are very short segments of My Moment with Gayatri Mantra. And Good Morning Gayatri Mantra. I'm sorry. Good Morning with Gayatri Mantra. My Moment is with Ganesha. This is Good Morning Gayatri Mantra with Bishop Rushti. And I think you'll be very pleased you did that, because this is one powerful mantra that should become part of our breathing rhythm. We should always be chanting it, because it keeps us so tuned to the source within. And with that, I'm going to let you enjoy the bliss of listening to Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy. Her experiences are so incredibly pure and organic and powerful and firsthand. And we don't want to miss a word of what she has to offer. So I have till now played up to part 8. I'm going to play part 9 for you now onwards, so that you know where you heard what. Sometimes you want to suggest to a friend to listen to something because he or she might find an answer to the doubt. So you should know which part you're listening to. Coming up now is part 9 and onwards, and I'll let you enjoy the rest of the program with Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy. I also want to hear from you, dear listeners. So, dear brothers and sisters, whether you're coming for the Upanayanam, or whether you're coming for Chinese New Year or Shivratri, or just staying tuned to Radio Sai, we love to hear from you. You can always reach us at listener@radiosai.org or at our WhatsApp number. 9393258258. So feel free to stay in touch with us, and or as always, email us at listener@radiosai.org. And with that, I wish you some awesome day ahead, and enjoy the rest of this show. Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy has incredible gems of first-hand experience to share that most of us can only dream of. So tune into the bliss that she's sharing so generously with all of us. Thank you for your company, and stay with us for the rest of the day. Sai Ram.
Baba used to have immense love for his first avatar. And basically, being a Shirdi Sai devotee, every now and then I used to say, in interview room also I used to say, Sadgurunath, Sainath, Maharaj ki jai. And Swami used to ask me to repeat this. What? He used to ask me what? Then I used to repeat. Sadgurunath, Sainath, Maharaj ki jai. Then he used to say, Santosham. Means he really wanted me to say again. Santosham. Be happy. Very happy. Swami is very happy with that. Some of the great Himalayan yogis, what they have said about Swami, I have heard. I was there. And I heard him saying, he was telling me, Gagangiri Maharaj, Himalayan yogi from Kolhapur, Maharashtra, he used to say, he told me also, Shri Satya Sai Swayameva Shivavatari Ahet, means Shri Satya Sai Swayameva Shivavatari. is the incarnation of Lord Shiva himself. Then, another saint from Maharashtra, Gulavani Maharaj, Datta Sampraya, he used to visit Swami in Dharmakshetra. And he used to be in tears when he used to come out from interview room. This much we have seen. And one more devotee of Datt Guru, he was a sadhak, Sri Abhaji. He used to call Swami as Datt Guru's Mahavatar. And when he came to our place, he reverentially prostrated before Swami's photograph. And again he was saying, he's Datt Guru's Mahavatar, he's Datt Guru's Mahavatar. There is one bhajan. Datta Guru, Datta Guru, Dattatreya Guru, Adinath Dinanath Brahmarupa Guru,
yes.
Alak Niranjana Bhavabhaya Bhanjana Dattatreya Guru, Sai Nath Guru, Satya Sai Guru, Datta Guru, Datta Guru, Dattatreya Guru, Swami's favorite bhajan. He used to ask my father to sing this again and again in Bombay.
Oh.
Again and again in Puttaparthi also.
Wow.
In 1981, we shifted from Bangalore to Bombay. Reddy garu was doing some business over there. And Swami used to bless us. And we used to come twice a year here for Guru Purnima and birthday. And when Sri Raja Reddy garu merged in Swami, we had tremendous problems in Bombay, which I can't even explain to you. And Swami only saved us from all those problems. And after Swami's Mahasamadhi also, we experienced Swami's miracles. One morning, what happened after his Mahasamadhi? Suddenly, a voice came in our dream. Myself and my son, because simultaneously it came in our dreams. Swami, one voice came and said, come to Puttaparthi. Come to Puttaparthi. And in his dream also, the same voice came and said, come to Puttaparthi simultaneously. So when he got up, he said, Amma, what happened to you? I said, I got a voice in my dream. Come to Puttaparthi. Even I got this voice in my dream. Someone was saying, come to Puttaparthi. It was Swami only, Amma, we should go. We came to Puttaparthi immediately by the first flight itself. Immediately, we started off. Like that, you know, after his Mahasamadhi also, many, many experiences we have experienced. Many, many.
And you still come to Puttaparthi?
Of course I come to Puttaparthi. This is our Shirdi in Andhra Pradesh. Here my Shirdi Sai, the Mahavatar, reborn again. So, my Sai is Kshetra, Sai Kshetra. I am coming here, I will come here forever by His grace. This is my Tirthakshetra. There are two Tirthakshetras, Shirdi as well as Parthi. They both are same for me.
Raja Reddy sir's mother,
oh.
Because I think she was the one
my mother-in-law,
brought,
yes,
your mother-in-law,
yes,
who brought Raja Reddy sir.
Great devotee of Baba, yes. Amman Srimati Ammanya Amma Garu. Yes, she was a great devotee of Baba.
She brought Raja Reddy sir to Swami.
She came to Puttaparthi in early 50s. And then she brought Sri Raja Reddy Garu to Puttaparthi. She was the main.
How was her relationship with Swami?
Oh, she used to love Swami like anything. She used to prepare food, some of the dishes for him. She used to cut tambulam, very tender leaves of tambulam for him. And she used to send pan for Baba. And she used to send coffee. She used to send sangati pulugura, means ragi balls and leafy vegetables, and double beans tarimpu. Like that few dishes. She used to serve him for quite a long time. And she was his great devotee. And her devotion, you know, naturally her devotion came to Reddy garu. That inherent quality came to Reddy garu, you know. The devotion, great devotion to Baba. She accompanied Swami when he went to Badrinath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There also she was there. And she was having very friendly relationship with Ishwaramma Garu.
Okay.
Swami's mother.
Hmm. And then the Raja Reddy sir that you knew before was someone who
very
used to sing.
And, yes.
Strict and who used to sing very well. You were captured.
I saw him from close distance on the day of our engagement.
Oh, never before, before that.
No.
Only heard his voice.
I only heard the voice.
Hmm. But what was the side of Raja Reddy sir that got revealed to you once he came into your life?
First of all, I must tell you, he was a very refined person. He was too refined for this world.
Oh.
He was incorrigible introvert, as he said. He himself has mentioned.
Yes, I know. He used to always
say that. And he was Nirmalanga, very pure person, very pure soul. He, to start with, he was a devotee of Prabhu Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and Vivekananda Swami. So, he never used to do Paraninda.
Mm-hmm.
Paraninda means blaming others.
Speaking ill of others.
Speaking ill of others. Then he used to do meditation for hours together. After my marriage, I saw him getting up by 4:30 and starting his dhyanam.
Mm-hmm.
And for hours together, at least for 1 hour, he used to do his dhyanam. And then, never speak ill about others, never speak asatya, do not have ahankara. And also he used to say, as Swami told him, that be simple and be sincere. That he used to tell each and everyone. Like that. And very strict, very highly health conscious. Very strict person in his life. And people used to ask him, tell us some experiences about Baba, write a book on Baba. He used to say, no, Swami has not given me permission to do so. How can I write? I can't write.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. But that stage never came in his life. He could not write.
He used to sleep.
He wrote a beautiful poem also in Telugu, I heard.
Mm. Yeah, he wrote one in English also about Sai Gita.
Yes, yes, about Sai Gita. That's what you told me the other day. But not knowing Telugu much. I can't write Telugu. I can't read Telugu. I can speak to some extent, you know.
He used to sleep with Swami and used to drive Swami's car.
Yes, I'll tell you. He used to drive Swami's car. He was very fortunate to be with Swami for years together. He used to car his, even he used to drive his car and then he used to say that sometimes I used to pop this sleeping pills to keep myself awake because night driving was there.
Mm-hmm.
Then what used to happen? In their car, everything else was sleeping. Only Baba and Raja Reddy Garu. They used to be awake, but everybody else used to sleep.
In the night drive.
Mm. And whenever he used to put accelerator, Swami used to say, slow, Raja, slow. Mm. So he was always alert and awake. So this experience he told me, whenever he used to do Pada Seva to Swami, he used to tell me, Venna Madri Undaya Padaluma. Swami's feet are just like butter. Very soft. And he used to do Pada Seva. And he used to say, whenever I do Dhyanam in front of Baba, it can be compared only to Dhyanam done in Dwarka Mine, in front of Shirdi Sai Baba's photo, near Dhuni. In the vicinity of Dhuni. So, and one more thing, he said, also it can be compared to the dhyanam done in the peaks of Kedarnath.
Mm-hmm.
Kedarnath in Himalaya.
Did you wonder, I mean, so many hours he closes his eyes and he just sits quiet. What is really happening with him? Or did you ever think, maybe I should also do dhyanam and living with him? What was happening in your mind when you used to see him lost all the time in dhyanam?
I used to ask him, as I told you, why such deep meditation? I think for him it was not for hours together, it was for
for a small period, which we think it was for a big period. It was for a very small period for him. So, he never, I don't think so that he said something about this, but he said, I receive blissful waves from this dhyanam and I am always in the vicinity with Swami. When, lastly, when he was in ICU, there also he used to do dhyanam.
In ICU?
Yes, in the ICU. And then I told him, and I said, if you permit, I can take you to Puttaparthi in the flight and we'll meet Swamiji. He said, no, you mean to say Swami is not here? He's standing in front of me. He's here. He's everywhere. He's infinite. He is not limited to Puttaparthi, Prashantinilayam. He is everywhere, ma. Don't worry. And whatever had happened in the ICU and in the last stages, our Swami mentioned in interview room, each and everything, step by step. Then you said like this. Then Raja said like this. Then you said like this. Then Raja said like this. He said, Swami is here. I was there.
Swami said that?
Yes, I was there. I was there. And then whatever the doctors told me about Raja Reddy, that also he mentioned. Swami, doctor said like this, this medicine you were giving, this happened to Raja, this happened. I was there, he said.
Wow.
Then he said, in Telugu he said, Chala manchivadu, very, very nice person. Raja was very nice person. He used to love Swami. Swami used to love him. Nenu ante vaniki chala ishtam. Ayana ante naku chala ishtam. He told us. And why are you all crying? He has not gone anywhere. He has come to me, to my heart. Where will he go? He has come to me. Don't cry, don't cry, he used to tell us. So Swami's great devotee emerged in Swami like this.
We have also heard that Swami visited his native place.
Yes, yes, yes. Before my marriage, that is before my marriage. Swami visited our ancestral house also there. And Swami used to stay there for 3-4 days like that. 4 times Swami came.
Three to four times
Swami came. And every time 3 to 4 days he used to stay there. Even once Venkamma garu also accompanied him.
Oh, wow.
He also came to our village. And this is all before my marriage. And then Swami used to perform many, many miracles in our ancestral home. And also in our mango orchards.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have mango orchards. So there also he used to make many miracles. I'll tell you. This was Buragmanda in Chittur district. So, I still remember my husband having told me about Swami performing a miracle in our mango orchards, as I told you. Swami used to pluck a mango and from any random tree, a mango tree. And then in front of all, he used to transform, he used to transmute that mango into a custard apple or an apple. And then as he will to do it, you know, but then to the utter amazement of the people around, he used to do all this and as if he has not done anything again, like that, you know. My mother-in-law was operated for bladder cancer. And then it was in Whitefield General Hospital. She went into coma.
Mm.
She went into coma for a long time. Doctors gave the hopes. They raised their hands. They said, what will happen?
She's not returning.
She was not returning. She was not coming back from the coma. So they said, and luckily Swami was there in Whitefield. So they said, let us go to Swami and tell him. So they sent a message to Baba, and Baba, I was there. I witnessed everything. That event I witnessed. Swami came. Immediately he came. He came to her. He put his divine hand on her forehead and said, Amanyamma, kandlu teru Amanyamma. Open your eyes, Amanyamma. Nenu vachinanu. I have come, Amanyamma. Open your eyes. And she gave a response. She came back. She came back to the life. And everybody started saying, Jai Sai Ram. Because of Swami, she came back. Otherwise, it was a very serious thing. And then Swami said, Enno samvatsaral nannu bua petindi, nenu etla marchipothanu. She had served me for a long time. How can I forget her? He said, he told us all. I was there for everything. I was there.
Wow.
And then again, in 1990s probably, when she passed away that time, Swami materialized Vibhuti and he applied to her forehead, to her hands, and he made her eat also. That time also she was in semi-coma, but Swami could make her eat Vibhuti. Then he poured holy water in her mouth and he says, Amanyamma, Amanyamma. Pratishna means he just put his hand on her forehead. He blessed her. And next morning she passed away.
And we know that Raja Reddy sir loved his mother.
Raja Reddy Garu was a Matru Bhaktudu. He used to worship his mother, literally. He was a mother lover. Great, great, great mother lover. But what happened, when she passed away, he went to Swamiji. What they both thought, I don't know. But he came from Swamiji and straightway he sat in the room, East Prashanti Bhivan. And he sat on the manjam and he started doing dhyanam there. I wanted to know, such a person who is doing dhyanam for hours together, whether he will be in tears. But no, his face became red. He could somehow control himself. And he did dhyanam for nearly half an hour. And then the other rites were taken place about Atama. Then we took her to Chitravati. But before that, he had dhyanam. Then he attended his mother's funeral. But again, this was his litmus test. He used to do dhyanam for years together. So some parinamam, some effect should be there. So this was the effect. He was calm and quiet. Nothing is shown outside. Adhairyam Swami Chinaruma. This courage Swami only infused in him. That's what I feel.
Amma, you are someone who saw Swami at very close quarters, yes. Right from when you were just 19 years old.
Yes.
And also, you lived with Raja Reddy sir, who served Swami at as his personal servitor. So when you look at Bhagwan as a person, you know, what are those facets that used to always amaze you? You know, there is a divine aspect, yes, but when the cosmic consciousness takes a human form,
see, my husband used to say, Swami is Vaitalil Talli, means mother of thousand mother. He is premam. Is something amazing. Ah, premam. Ippudu ekkada chusedi le manamu ee kalamlo chustu unnama. Swami's premam has no limits. We call him Daya Sagar, but even Sagar is having some limits. But then, my Swami's love is infinite. My Swami is infinite, his love is infinite. Ahetu Karuna Sindhu. So, he used to say, Vetalil Talli, when he used to do Premam Swami, but he is very hard taskmaster. He is a personification of perfection. If you don't do up to his level, up to there is some mistake in your behavior, He will be Attamma Zattamma. Yes, he'll be. He is a very hard taskmaster, used to say. Mm. But at the same time, he's very loving. So he used to give long ropes to his children. It's like that.
You have seen how Bhagwan, even though he was in the body, but he used to always be not so attached to the body. We have seen that Shiva aspect of Bhagwan. Right?
Once what had happened, Swami's hand accidentally hit the bicycle. We were called in the interview room. Exactly our interview room was opposite, and this is Swami's dining hall in Prashantanilayam, Dankinda. Below that, there is a small room. So there he called us. And there was a bicycle. And Swami's hand accidentally hit the bicycle. We all felt very sad. We started doing like that. No, especially ladies, they felt some. So but Swami said, Nahi ma, Swami ke body ko feeling nahi.
No feeling.
There is no feeling to this body of Swami. This body is feelingless.
He's in the body, but he's not influenced.
He's in the body, but he is divine. So body consciousness is not there. So that's what he told us. That also.
And we have also seen how Bhagwan used to write letters in those days to the very very close devotees.
Yes, I'll tell you. He used to write letters to my mother-in-law. Even now I have those letters. He used to write letters to my mother-in-law, to my husband, Sri Rajareddy Garu. And immediately after our marriage, he sent a beautiful letter to Buragmanda, to Buragmanda means our native place. And there he sent a letter saying that Raja is a very sattvic person, you are a very sattvic person. You have got such a sattvic wife, and I bless you both. And he called me Grihamammai.
Grihamammai.
So not knowing the meaning, I used to ask, what is Grihamammai? What is Grihamammai? So he praised us and blessed us.
That's how Swami used to call Mother Isharam.
Yes, Grihamammai he called me. But he praised in that letter to me. And he praised Reddy Garu. Afterwards, such praises were diluted in my case, you know. Once I started singing, something I put an addition to my bhajan. I'll tell you.
Yeah, sure.
I used to like the bhajan, Swami singing, Bada Chitta Chura. So I also tried this in bhajan mandir once. But instead of singing, Bada Chitta Chura Vrindavana Sanchara, I started singing in my own way. Bada Chitta Chura Vrindavana Sanchara. Baba was sitting in the chair. He looked at me like this. He didn't like it. He looked at me like this. Since that day, I stopped taking the additions. You know? See?
Yes. Yes. So you can't take chances with him.
No, you can't take chances with him. Like that. Once he was complaining about me to Venkamma Garu, Ooriki poyindi, practice tagindi.
Oh.
Means she had gone to Buragmanda and her practice is not up to the mark.
Oh my God.
My God, when I heard this, I started doing practice, what to do, because the voice was given by him in no musical, no knowledge regarding music. What to do, how to do? I didn't know, but in my own way I started practicing.
Wow. Amazing.
After that I composed Keshava Madhava. After that.
Okay.
So, thank God that time Swami liked it. Otherwise, kunchum this way, that way, he used to say, no, it's not up to the mark. No, practice poindi, like that.
So, he was happy with Keshava Madhava.
Very happy. He used to ask me to sing from the dais. Sing Keshava Madhava.
You should sing now. Just one line.
No, ma, that...
Just one line.
Keshava Madhava Jayadeva Madhusudana Keshava Madhava Jayadeva Madhusudana
Wow. Beautiful. So you did the lyrics and the
yes, the originally this song is from Maharashtra's famous song Keshava Madhava Jay Deva Madhusudana, but afterwards the whole tune is changed. I changed the tune and Netra Kamala Dala Ativa Manohara. These words I put and some of the bhajan was different. But originally somebody else had composed this. So first two lines I took from that and then I
Somi was very particular about the lyrics, isn't it? The
words. Yes, lyrics should be perfect. Lyrics should be perfect. Once I composed Hey Indu Shekhara Raja Shivaraja Shankara. But then what happened? In that bhajan, Hey Hara Hara Shiva Shiva Pinaka Vaibhava word came. So Swami came to me. After the bhajan, Swami came to me. Kya word? Pinaka Vaibhava. Kya Pinaka Vaibhava? I said, Pinaka is Dhanushya and Vaibhava is glory. So whose glory is this Pinaka, Lord Shankara? Nay, Pinaka Pani Dal. Vaibhava, the first meaning of Vaibhava is not only glory but the procession. Find out from the dictionary. So I immediately put the word Pinakapani. But afterwards I stopped singing that bhajan because everywhere my husband's name was there. So I just avoided that bhajan afterwards.
What are the other bhajans where, you know, Swami liked the most, or Swami corrected some things as you were singing?
Corrected.
Or you wanted a different change in the tune?
Yes, He Parti Purisha. He Parti Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari. I used to sing very plainly. He Parti Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari. Sai Murari. Sai Murari. I should sing like that. The Swami said, no. He Parti Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari. He taught me.
Wow.
And then I said, Swami, will I be able to sing? Yes, sing this way. Then I started singing that way.
Sai Murari.
very plainly I used to sing.
He not only gave you the voice, but
he is my guru in Sangeet. He taught me how to sing, which verse you will put. And then he used to enjoy in the crowd. See, my voice is working now. It was his grace. I am eternally grateful to you, Baba, for doing this thing and such many other things in my life you have.
One thing that I see in your character, in the character of Raja Reddy and Niradi sir and Mohan Rao sir, you know, apart from all these legendary singers being great composers, they were all great sadhakas.
Yes.
And to me, it appears like this is something very fundamental for every singer, isn't it?
Vishu, I can't pose as a very big sadhaka, but whatever I could do, that is by Swami Sankalpam. And I just used to copy to some extent, Mr. Reddy Garu. He used to do meditation. I couldn't do. So I started doing japam. That way, you know, I started singing bhajans. Swami used to say, you should get connected to me with your bhajans, by bhajans or by doing japam or likhit japam. Whatever sadhana should be there. Without sadhana, that bhavam doesn't come. Without sadhana, without practice, that bhavam doesn't come. Once he told Venkamma Garu to tell me, Uriki poi practice poindi. Means, I went to my native place, Raja Reddy Garu's ancestral home, and lost my practice. So, that was the lesson. Then I started doing little more practice in my own way. And then I could compose Keshava Madhava. And he liked it. So, immediate response for that also. Mm-hmm. You have done? Simply. Meeru mi pratnalu cheyandi, Swami used to say. You should do your efforts to full.
And I think when you do some sadhana, then purity comes in.
Yes, then comes purity. Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You mentioned about Venkamma Garu.
Ah, yes. Venkamma Garu, twice or thrice only I came across with her. Very sweet personality. Even Parvati Amma Garu was very, very kind and very refined nature.
Any other sweet moments you had with Venkamma Garu?
Yes, Venkamma Garu, when I was not well, she came to my room, East Prashanti Bhivan.
Mm-hmm.
There she asked for some oil and my hair was very long, very long. So I could not manage them. My mother was in Bombay and I was not well, I was almost sleeping there. So Venkamma Garu came and she started combing my hair.
Oh.
I'll comb your hair. I'll comb your hair. And she said, and she put a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And she blessed me also. I took her Pad Namaskar. She blessed me. And one more thing she told me, you had gone to your Burag Mandano? I said, yes. So, you have lost your color. You have become dark. She said, very humorous type.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I just gave her a smile.
Mm-hmm. Adi, one of the bhajans which people relate to whenever anyone mentions about you is this Murali Dhara Gopala Madhura. If you can sing that.
Murali Dhara Gopala Madhura. Murali Dhara Gopala Madhura. मेघ रूप हरि मानस चोरा मेघ रूप हरि मानस चोरा मुरलीधर गोपाल मधुरा राधा माधव वृंद विहारा, राधा माधव वृंद विहारा, आनंद रूप घन रूप नाम मधुरा, आनंद घन रूप नाम मधुरा, आनंद घन रूप नाम मधुरा, आनंद घन रूप नाम मधुरा, मुरली धर गोपाल मधुरा.
Any other Devi bhajan comes to your mind?
Trilok palini Jagadishwari, Trilok palini Jagadishwari, Sadanand rupini Saishwari, Sadanand rupini Saishwari, कारुण्य लावण्य कादंबरी, कारुण्य लावण्य कादंबरी, परतीश्वरी अंबा शिव शंकरी, परतीश्वरी अंबा शिव शंकरी, त्रिलोक पालिनी जगदीश्वरी.
Wow. Mother was a gold medalist.
Yes.
In music and...
Yes.
I'm sure she also would have composed many bhajans.
Yes. So many bhajans. In fact, this Hey Parti Purisha, then Jai Ram Hare, Jai Ram Hare,
okay.
Jai Sita Ram Hare,
okay.
Then Panduranga, Panduranga, Vithala Pahe, Kailasapati Bhagavan.
Oh, which is that? Yeah.
कैलासपति भगवान शंकर साई नाथ भगवान, पतित पावना साई दयाघन साई नाथ भगवान, नीलकंठा त्रिशूलधारा गंगाधरा शंकरा स्वामी साईनाथ भगवान.
Wow. Wow. This is beautiful. We have lost these pearls.
Daya Sagara Karunagara.
Oh, she only composed that.
Yes, my mother. Oh. Wordings are mine. Because being Sanskrit student, Gunagambira.
Yeah, it has lovely.
All tunes are hers. And
wordings are mine. You should sing Daya Sagara.
Daya Sagara.
Yes.
In one of my interviews, I told Swami, Swami, you are not Daya Sagara, you are something more than that. Even Sagara has its limits, but Swami, you are something beyond that. He just gave me a beautiful smile, you know, acknowledged whatever I said. Daya Sagara Karuna Kara, Daya Sagara Karuna Kara, Jagadishwara Saishwara, Jagadishwara Saishwara, Daya Sagara Karuna Kara, Bhuvaneshwara Akhileshwara, Bhuvaneshwara Akhileshwara, Gunagambira Saishwara, Gunagambira Saishwara, Gunagambira Saishwara, Daya Sagara Karuna Kara.
Wow. Any other bhajans that you wrote with such beautiful phrases, Sanskrit phrases?
Keshava Madhava, Jai Deva Madhusudana, Keshava, Madhava, Jai Deva Madhusudana, Netra Kamaladhar, अतीव मनोहर नेत्र कमल धर अतीव मनोहर अंतर्यामी प्रभु परमेश्वर अंतर्यामी प्रभु परमेश्वर माया महानुष वेश लीलाधर माया मानुष देश लीलाधर देवा मधु सुंदना केशवा माधवा जय देवा मधु सुंदना
वाह माया मानुष वेश लीलाधर सच ब्यूटिफुल फ्रेजेस Amazing. Swami would have really loved. Amazing. Rajaniti sir, did he teach you any bhajan?
No. I don't think so. Because his modulations were superb. I could not even copy him. You know? my many bhajans he used to like. He used to sing my bhajans. श्री रघुनंदन जानक जीवन राम 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 साईं राम 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 यू नो आई कंपोज दिस भजन एंड आई गेव द ट्यून्स आल्सो टू दिस भजन बट देन सडनली ही चेंज दोस थिंग देन अलक निरंजन भव भय भंजन देन आई सेड राजीव लोचन भव भय भंजन ही सेड नो वी शुड सिंग लाइक दिस राजीव लोचन भव भय भंजन सो इट विल बी इजी फॉर अदर्स टू फॉलो राम 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 लवली लवली देन ही यूज्ड टू लाइक दैट भजन ही यूज्ड टू सिंग आई नेवर सैंग दैट भजन आई कंपोज इन द सेंस स्वामी ओनली विथ हिज संकल्प आई कुड कंपोज एंड He liked that bhajan. He used to sing this. He used to sing very beautifully. I never used to try his bhajans because then people may compare. Ah, he sings like this, she sings like this. And I was just...
You want to play second fiddle?
Yes.
I
used to like his Akhila Andeshwari. And then I used to like...
Which is that? Akhila Andeshwari.
Akhila Andeshwari. राज राजेश्वरी दया सागरी परम कृपागरी सांब विनोदिनी शिव साई शंकरी ही यूज्ड टू सिंग आई नेवर यूज्ड टू सिंग आई यूज्ड टू फॉलो हिम विदाउट शोइंग माय नॉलेज विदाउट शोइंग एनी स्पेशल मॉड्यूलेशन एज स्वामी इंस्ट्रक्टेड अस एंड ही यूज्ड टू सिंग द्वापर दी सती धर्म पक्ष प्रति इन ओल्डन डेज कौरव नाशन केशव जानक जीवन राघव बिफोर माय मैरिज आई हर्ड दिस सॉन्ग ऑल्सो एंड आई सिंपली क्राइड क्राइड एंड क्राइड सच अ ब्यूटिफुल वॉइस ही सिंगिंग हुज दिस भजन सिंगर फर्स्ट टाइम आई आस्क्ड Mathuradhipati when he was in. This is, yes, the same Raja Reddy Garu is singing. Like that. Beautifully he used to sing this bhajan. Janaki Jeevana Raghava.
Yeah, if you can sing some more lines. None of us know this bhajan.
Janaki Jeevana Raghava Radhika Jeevana Keshava Trita Yugri सीतापहरण दी रावण मर्दन राघवा ದ್ವಾಪರದೀಸತಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರತಿ ದ್ವಾಪರದೀಸತಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರತಿ ಕೌರವನಾಶನ ಕೇಶವ ಓ ಲೀಲಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ ಕೌರವನಾಶನ ಕೇಶವ ಓ ಲೀಲಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ ಜಾನಕಿ ಜೀವನ ರಾಘವ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ಜೀವನ ಕೇಶವ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಮಿ ಟು ಸಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿಂಗ್
ವಾಟ್ ವೆರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೇವರೇಟ್ಸ್
ಹಿಸ್ ಫೇವರೇಟ್ಸ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಅನಂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವೆರಿ ಲೆಂದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಐ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸಿಂಗ್
ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಶ್ಲೋಕ
ಐ ಕಾಂಟ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಬಿಗ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ವೆರಿ ಲೆಂದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್
ಭಜನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ
Yes, it compensated for the shloka. That's why Swami could promise to like this bhajan very much. How many repetitions for this? Once, twice. Then for the fifth time also he used to say those days. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. I used to like it for years.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮನಂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮನಂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮನಂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ
ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮನಂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ
ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮನಂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ
ಸತ್ಯಂ
ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗಾಯೇ ರೇ ಭಜು ರಾಧೇ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗಾಯೇ ರೇ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಗಾಯೇ ರೇ ಮಾಯಿ ಮೀರಾ ಕೇನಾಥ ಪ್ರಭು ಗಾಯೇ ರೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗಾಯೇ ರೇ ಪ್ರಭು ರಾಧೇ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗಾಯೇ ರೇ.
We have also heard this Janaki Jeevana Ram, two lines.
Janaki Jeevana Ram, Raghuveer. Janaki Jeevana Ram, Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava ಸುಂದರ ಜಾನಕಿ ಜೀವನ ರಾಮ ರವಿ ಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ಅಸುರ ನಿಖಂಡನ ಅಲಕ ನಿರಂಜನ ರಾಮ ಸಾಯಿ ಅಲಕ ನಿರಂಜನ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ಭುವನೇಶ್ವರ ರಾಘವ ಸುಂದರ ಜಾನಕಿ ಜೀವನ ರಾಮ.
ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಎಸ್ಸೇಸ್ ಬೈ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್.
ಯೆಸ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ರೈಟ್. ಫಾರ್ ದ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ಜನರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ದೆ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದೀಸ್ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಜನರೇಷನ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಭಜನ್. ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಟು ಸಿಂಗ್ ದತ್ತ ಗುರು ದತ್ತ ಗುರು This is Dattaguru Prabhu's Maha Avatara's Sthanam. Dattaguru's Devalayam, yes, is also there. Yes. Swami is Dattatreya's Maha Avataram. So he used to love this song. Dattaguru, Dattaguru, Dattatreya Guru.
Mm.
Adinath, Dinanath, Brahma Rupa Guru. Mm. Alak Niranjana Bhavabhaya Banjana, Dattatreya Guru. Sainath Guru, Satya Sai Guru.
In fact, even in the bhajan, Vaheguru, Vaheguru, one Swami,
yes,
sang Datta, Datta.
Datta, 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 Dattatreya Guru. Yes, he is Dattatreya's Prabhu, Dattatreya's Mahavatar. And Shirdi Sai Baba was considered as Dattatreya's avatar in Maharashtra.
Mm.
So, this link is there.
Mm. Wow.
A single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.